Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 117. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll be covering a ton of great updates and strategies in the social media world, including a channel that we haven't talked about in the past here on the show, Product Hunt.
It is awesome to be here with you in person. Haley, can't wait for this episode. We also have some fun insights from a Twitter thread that was viewed more than 17.2 million times and what it can teach us about the art of tweeting, tons of Facebook trends that you should know for 2019, a fun surprise, and more.
Let's kick off the show. One channel that we haven't talked about before on the show, but that can certainly be considered a social media channel among other things, is Product Hunt. For those that have never used Product Hunt before, it's a great community of creators, founders, developers, marketers, CEOs, you name it, people that curate the latest new products on the market every day. And for those launching a new product or tool or even a project, it can be a serious game changer in terms of awareness, traffic, feedback, and so much more.
Which is exactly why we figured we'd share some tips on how to launch your upcoming product, tools, or projects on Product Hunt with the best of them. Or like a boss, which is what the article said that we read. We really do believe that Product Hunt should be a central part of any marketing strategy moving forward. If nothing else, it's a great platform to connect with other folks in your industry or niche. I've heard of countless stories of collaborations or even acquisitions resulting from relationships formed on Product Hunt.
We pulled a lot of these tips from a great article written by JotURL. We'll, of course, have the link to this in our show notes at blog.buffer.com. Getting into it, there are lots of things to think about with Product Hunt launches before, during, and after the launch. Without going through every single one, we'll focus on the most important here. First is that Product Hunt is a community, and it's based on an algorithm.
In other words, if the reviews, upvotes, and comments you receive are by very active users on Product Hunt and are followed well on the platform, their specific weight will be greater. So before you ever launch your product, it's important to build relationships, participate in the discussions, comment on the products you find most interesting, and make friends with the founder and/or maker of the products that are published daily. And of course, be honest and always available, both on Product Hunt and in the various groups that are part of the Product Hunt community.
The next thing to prepare before your launch is all of the images, logos, and messaging that you'll be publishing on social media, email, etc. Like we mentioned before, it's super important to respond to all comments on your product, and so worrying about other things like messaging during the launch day will definitely be a distraction. There's a big list in the article on our blog of everything that you'll need, but the essentials to launch your product include a really good tagline, the names of the makers, and a quick note on makers: every follower of every maker on the day of the launch will receive a notification, so definitely take advantage of that feature.
Yeah, it's funny because I think Product Hunt is almost like your little mini email system, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So including makers and hunters that have a solid following is really key in launching your product with a bang, or project, of course. So like marketing projects count here. Media-wise, including a project video is highly recommended, as well as photos, screenshots, and a thumbnail GIF. That'll help your project to really pop, which leads us perfectly to the next part, which is what to do with all the traffic that you will hopefully receive on launch day.
Yep. On the day of the launch, you will, like Brian said, hopefully be receiving a ton of traffic from a good amount of targeted and interested visitors. So why not make the most out of this opportunity? Installing a few website tracking pixels will be more than enough to make sure that you don't miss out. First, we use Google Tag Manager to install Google Analytics on our website and, of course, landing page. And then we have to have Facebook pixels installed so that we can gently retarget users in the future.
Absolutely. Those are both must-haves, in my opinion, when it comes to tracking. But if you wanted to take it a step further, a tool like Hotjar or Crazy Egg will allow you to understand what works and what doesn't on your site and where folks are clicking. So now that you've got your tracking installed, it's time to think about what you want people to do when they arrive at your website from a marketing perspective and or once they've signed up. This includes things like thinking through your website and product messaging, as well as your email onboarding flows.
Definitely. That's a super important part of the launch. You'll also want to loop in your customer support team if you have them and prep them with some questions that they might get on the day of the launch so that they're prepared. And then finally, you are ready to launch. On launch day, it is all about publicity and management. Personally message everyone you know, ask specifically for upvotes on Product Hunt, make sure to personalize them, and get ready to answer a lot of questions and support tickets from people.
Yes, love it. We can't stress how important it is to take the time to answer everyone's questions and continue to build relationships even on the day of the launch and following the day and weeks and months after that as well.
Forever.
Absolutely. So doing each of these things we talked about will ensure a smooth and successful Product Hunt launch.
We recently published an article on our blog titled, "Do Twitter Ads Really Work? A Surprising Experiment, 17.2 million views from a single Twitter thread." Based on the reactions from our audience, we thought we'd chat about a few important points from that article on Twitter ads and what makes for a really good tweet. Quick background on the experiment. Jotform founder Attican Tank wanted to know if telling a brand's authentic story would be successful across social media and other channels.
Tank had found success telling stories on Medium in the past, but he wondered if a platform like Twitter could produce the same results. He explained, "Apart from its character limit, Twitter isn't any different when it comes to sharing your authentic voice. It's essentially blogging in 280 characters, which is, I think, is a great way to think about Twitter. It's not just about sharing articles to links or back to your blog or website. It's telling the story behind that link or behind your business or brand."
Yes. And the plan was simple. Repurpose a successful Medium post into a Twitter thread and boost it with Twitter ads to test the limits of Twitter as a platform and to spread Attican and Jotform's message. Looking at the Medium data, he was able to see which articles had resonated most with his audience and tell a story that he was sure would connect with people on Twitter. He chose to create a Twitter thread based on his post titled, "Don't Listen to Those Productivity Gurus. Why Waking Up at 6 a.m. Won't Make You Successful."
And the results from the experiment? The tweet generated 17,177,432 impressions on Twitter, which, as most of you know, if you're in the Twitter marketing world, is pretty incredible. Now, the part we haven't mentioned yet is that he did spend $24,000 on promoting this tweet, which is a lot, yes, don't get me wrong. However, the tweet generated more than 4 million impressions organically beforehand, which is about 27% of the total reach. So still super impressive in its own right.
Absolutely. So there are a few lessons from this experiment. One is that Twitter is a great place to repurpose content. If you're creating content of any form, videos, blog posts, podcasts, etc., repurposing it across multiple channels is a wonderful way to get the most bang for your buck. But repurposing doesn't just mean copying and pasting a link over to Twitter. If you want to be successful, you need to think about how you can tell each story natively to the platform that you're publishing on.
Couldn't agree more. Honestly, I don't know how I feel when I just see people sharing links to Twitter anymore. It used to be okay, I think.
Yeah.
Different world.
It's a different world. It's a different world.
Absolutely. So two is that a Twitter thread can help you to achieve multiple goals at the same time. Impressions and engagement are awesome, yes, especially when you're quite new to the content marketing game. But when you use a Twitter thread, you're able to feature multiple types of content within your tweets and achieve various goals. For example, Attican's tweet received more than 1.1 million impressions and over 35,000 clicks because he was able to incorporate another article into the thread, helping to drive traffic back to the original post that he had created on Medium.
And finally, our number three lesson today, Twitter is a great place to start a conversation. With any highly shared tweet, you'll always get a few trolls pop up here and there. It's just a part of Twitter. But if you look past this, you'll realize that Twitter is still an incredible place to start these conversations and build great relationships. Following Tank's thread, he received plenty of questions about Jotform and how the business operates. This enabled him to build new relationships with people he previously wouldn't have reached.
We're getting towards the end of 2018, which means you're either one, ramping up to end Q4 off with a bang, or two, looking forward to a big 2019, or both. Of course, either way, it's a great place to be in. Go you. And in that spirit, we thought we'd share some of the most important Facebook trends you should be keeping your eye on heading into 2019 to make the most out of your social media marketing, starting with augmented reality ads.
The future.
the future.
In 2019, we're going to see a shift to brands looking to build an even deeper connection with users by helping them interact with and visualize different products and experiences within the Facebook and Instagram platforms. And Brian, this is particularly relevant as our marketing team this week right here in Nashville has been experimenting with the Facebook Oculus VR headset over the last week. And I can absolutely see shopping in augmented and virtual reality becoming a huge success for brands that sell their products on social media.
I couldn't agree more, Haley. And I know our listeners are thinking, well, Brian and Haley, you just talked about like Instagram stories ads last week. We're already in VR. How's that happening? This is 2019. Don't worry. No rush. But we will get there. And honestly, I was a little hesitant before we started using the Oculus this week. But I have to say, I think I'm all in.
Yeah.
I think I'm all in on it. I now understand why VR gets so much hype. We were in, you know, we tried just a standard meeting, marketing team meeting, and I really did feel like I was in the same room as everyone. So can't wait for the future, particularly for shopping. And, you know, and another trend to keep an eye on for 2019, and we've talked about this one as well on the show, is Instagram stories ads, of course. We've seen a ton of success, meaning high interaction rates and low cost per clicks.
Facebook stories ads will really start to enable brands to create new experiences via the platform stories option too. And remember, Facebook stories hasn't taken off in the way Instagram stories has, but this type of full screen creative is very popular right now. And Facebook stories ads will provide more options to reach people across both platforms. So definitely keep an eye on Facebook stories moving forward.
Yeah, I have to say I'm also a big believer in Facebook stories, and I do think it will be one of the hottest advertising channels in 2019 for brands.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first on the show. All right, another trend to know for 2019 are that Facebook, and it was like more of an update, is the Facebook page reviews being updated to recommendations. We talked about Facebook creating more features in-app for small businesses, similar to companies like Yelp and Google. So it's important to take advantage of all of these.
Exactly. So if you haven't updated your Facebook page in a while and you know who you are, no shame. But we highly recommend going into your settings and just make sure that you have all your information filled out and all the bells and whistles that you want enabled, because it's a little bit wild how powerful this can be. And another great trend, or another update from Facebook, I'd say, is that they're moving into helping businesses with their creatives a little bit more. So one example here is that Facebook recently launched a new video creation kit, which enables you to turn your existing photo assets into mobile optimized videos. These are easy to use templates and they include text options also.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. I was actually creating an ad the other day and I saw that option in Ads Manager. It's like right there in the beginning. It was actually really easy to use and I have to admit it worked pretty well. So basically what we're saying here is that video ads are absolutely still trending now and then through 2019. And that is about it. If you keep those four trends in mind, you will be well ahead of the game as a business on Facebook and Instagram in the coming year.
Totally. All right. To end the show, we have a few fun updates for everyone on the buffer front. First, really excited to introduce a brand new free tool from us here at Buffer, and it's called Social Chat. Social Chat lets your customers start conversations with you on your website and then continue them privately right where they feel comfortable, which is via Messenger and Twitter DMs. It can be enabled with just a couple of lines of code, no software or other tools needed.
Very excited about that one, Haley. Lots of chat tools these days are just so complicated. And so we wanted to make it easy for businesses to get up and running without too much hassle. Some more surprises coming in the future. We also have a ton of fun campaigns coming your way. We're celebrating Small Business Saturday with MailChimp, Square, and WooCommerce. And we have our, of course, State of Remote Work and State of Social coming out in early 2019. And Haley, we might just have one more surprise for you in the next few weeks as well.
We cannot say too much about that right now, but we'll just say that we're excited about the stories format. Very, very, very excited about the stories format.
Yes. I can't wait to announce it here on the show, so stay tuned.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. And if ever you want to get in touch with myself or Brian, we are always here for you on social media. Use the hashtag Buffer Podcast or tag us on Twitter, whatever you want to do. You can also send us an email at hello@buffer.com.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. Wishing everyone a wonderful and prosperous holiday season in the next few weeks and coming months. It's my favorite time of the year, and I know it's a big one for you all as businesses. We'll keep bringing you shows that help you rock it on social media. Until next Monday, everyone.